Hello, my precious friend. This is Pastor Verna Brown, and I am so excited that you have chosen to join us by podcast today. I pray that this message is inspiring, it's encouraging, and that it propels you further into the destiny that God has for you. Sit back and enjoy. Okay. Well, tonight I've entitled the message, Continually Give Thanks. Emphasis on continually. You know, we here in the United States, we are blessed to have Thanksgiving as a national observance. To thank God and honor Him for all He has given us. In reality, as Christians, we have something to celebrate in Jesus Christ every day of the year. Every day, every moment. You know, the foundation of our thanksgiving to God is the new covenant. We just took communion. That is the foundation of it. In that covenant that Jesus made with His blood is protection. I thank God, and I'm just going to break this second point down. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. For many of you that may be watching for the first time in a while, on this week, Thursday, 4:55 a.m., I was awakened by a bright light coming into my bedroom, and a man was coming into my room, and I recognized that I'd been broken into and there was an intruder in my house. I believe he saw God. I believe he saw an angel. I believe he saw more than just me. But prior to that happening, where they broke in the garage, stole a bunch of pastry, a lot, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of tools, and then crowbarred open my door and made their way to my bedroom, I had a word from the Lord where he woke me up in the middle of the night a few weeks before, and I was praying in the spirit when I woke up, and I kept hearing three sentences: you're marked by the blue flame, the flame of my presence, you're always victorious, and you're covered by my blood, you're covered by my blood. You're marked by the blue flame. You're always victorious and you're covered by my blood. And as soon as I saw that man, he pivoted and ran from my room. And this, I was unarmed at that point. I am armed. I have, you know, I have ways to protect myself. But in that moment, I didn't have a gun in my hand. But I heard in my spirit, you're marked by the blue flame. You're always victorious and you're covered by my blood. And I can tell you this tonight. I am so thankful to be standing before you, completely safe, unharmed, and covered by the new covenant blood of Jesus Christ. Because in that covenant is protection. In the covenant is strength and the power of God as a father to his children. It is God's desire that we remember everything that covenant means. And I encourage you someday to go and really study what took place when Jesus Christ fulfilled the new covenant. Because under the law, you know, they were covered, their sins were covered for 1 year if the priest did everything right. Everything was dependent on that priest doing everything right with sacrifice and all of that. And if it wasn't done right, if there was sin in his life, he would drop dead. I mean, think about that. You could not be near the holiness of God and live if there was sin in your life. And the truth be told, every single one of us would drop dead if we got close to the presence of God right now without the blood covering of Jesus Christ. Think about that. Our name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We have eternal life. And one of the things I always say, look, I do care about viruses. I'm not minimizing that. I care about my family and the people that, you know, have perhaps been sick and these things. But I know this. If we live, we live. If we die, we live. We have every reason to be thankful every moment of every day, because we will never experience the second death, which is eternal separation from God in hell forever. We should be rejoicing as Christians every single day, because there is nothing that the enemy tries to do that can take our eternal life from us. And you can say amen to that. So there's the foundation. It's found in the covenant. And someday just Google, you know, what are the benefits of the covenant? And just take an afternoon and read those things and just spend time thanking God for every single one of those things. Now, just recently I finished a devotional that I'm hoping to get published very soon. It's a 31-day devotional called More Than Enough. And in that, I did a review of a teaching that I have brought in several times called the seven spiritual weapons to use in battle. And the heading of that was, we have more than enough spiritual weapons to use in battle. We are in a battle. And one of the most powerful weapons you can use is the weapon of praise and thanksgiving. It's a known fact that praise and thanksgiving is a highly effective weapon against the enemy. And so I want to talk about the effects of thanksgiving, but I also wanted to make mention of that. That we're in a battle right now. I don't know how many of you, by a show of hands, because you're not in the room tonight, but I know it's a lot because I'm discerning it. You're experiencing a level of mental warfare that you have never experienced before in your entire life. And it's very, very intense. And I want to encourage you to gird up. I'm keep getting this word right now. Gird up, tighten up. Gird up means to buckle up, to cinch up the loins of your mind. Paul used those terms to show a Roman soldier that would tighten up his belt before he went out to war, so that his robe and the fringes of his robe would not be flying, because in battle they could grab a hold of that, pull you off your horse, and drive a spear through your throat or your body. And so they would wrap up their robe, and they would pull in all of those loose thoughts. This is, you know, an analogy of loose thoughts. Pull all that up, pull it between their legs, tuck it into their war belt, and then cinch their belt up tight. So no rogue thoughts right now. No loose garbage running around in the head. The devil wants to have something to grab a hold of right now. And when you gird up the loins of your mind and you keep your mind set upon the Lord and keep it in a place of thankfulness, there is such a benefit to yourself. The enemy's trying to break you right now. He's trying to break you down. He's trying to shatter you in 1,000 pieces, so you will not be effective in this hour. And I want to show you something. If you were in the room last year at Thanksgiving, I would have shown you this video, but I'm going to show it to you in words tonight, in description. But one of the most eye-opening revelations I've ever had was when I learned that a Japanese expert on wave and motion by the name of Emoto Masoro, he showed that water molecules react to both loving, grateful words and harmful words. Masoro showed that when humans speak contemptuous words, into a glass of water, the shapes of the crystals in the water molecules break apart, leaving ugly shapes in place of the former ones. So the first thing that you need to know is that gratitude beautifies and it builds and it brings together that which is broken. Okay? So the word contemptuous means this: disrespectful, insulting, cursing, rude, snide, condescending, withering, scornful, mocking, sneering, taunting, arrogant, prideful, snotty, scathing, rebellious, unthankful. Contemptuous, okay? So the antonyms or the opposite of contemptuous is respectful, gracious, loving, civil, humble, considerate, reverential, polite, thoughtful, courteous, well-mannered, admiring, chivalrous, subservient, grateful. So Masaru took these words, these synonyms and these antonyms, and he began to speak them over water. Those words that were contemptuous blew holes in these molecules. There were, when he said the word devil or you know, anger, or even used a tone that was contemptuous, it blew the molecules apart, shattered them in 1,000 pieces, and blew dark, dark holes into these molecules. But when the words, the opposites were spoken, I love you, I admire you, and especially thank you. Thank you and I love you When these words were spoken, the crystals began to come together. The ones that had been shattered and broken apart with dark holes in them, they began to gather back together. And all of a sudden, they started to take on new, very beautiful shapes. They began to multiply, so it enhanced, it added. We talk about adding value to another person. This began to layer, and it began to build. And all of a sudden, through this, some unknown frequency, which we know it's spirit, the water molecules began to respond and become more vibrant. There was more vitality. They began to move. And they also became more beautiful. What's interesting is that the human body is made up of 80% water. Think about that. Think about what is happening when we, even if we don't express the word thank you, but we come to a person with a heart of gratitude and we begin to verbalize that we love them, that we appreciate them. Even the fact appreciate, if you have a stock and it begins to appreciate, it begins to grow in value. If you have a stock that begins to depreciate, it begins to decline or reduce in value. What we know that science doesn't know is that unknown frequency is the life-giving frequency of the Spirit of God. Jesus conveyed this in John 6:63 when he said, "It is the Spirit who gives life. He is the life giver. The flesh or the soul conveys no benefit whatever. The words I speak to you are spirit and life." Can you imagine Jesus speaking contemptuous words over himself or others? No, he did not. And I really believe that's why he walked in divine health the entire time he was here on this earth. Not just because he was the Lord, but he knew how to take care of his soul. So check this out. Even water gains vitality when it is spoken to with the love of God. What's interesting is that these water molecules that were spoken to with contempt, they were six-sided crystalline figures when they began. A water molecule is a six-sided crystalline figure. Did you know that the number of man is six? Man cannot be complete, which is the number seven, without the love of God being spoken to him. Think about that. Man in an unredeemed soul is the number six. Ooh, somebody's getting twacked right now. But man, when God speaks life into him, becomes the number seven, a complete man, a whole man. And from there, God begins to build him, and he becomes more and more beautiful. When the word wisdom was spoken, it blew up into a 12-sided prism. Did you know that man cannot even get wisdom without reverence? The Bible says the reverential and obedient honor, respect of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If we want to become whole, if we want to grow in stature and favor with God and man and actually walk in divine health, we've got to learn how to talk. We've got to learn how to give life to the Spirit of the living God, who is also speaking to our spirit 24/7. But we listen to right now so much negative news, so much fear, so much trauma, so much drama. We give so much airtime to it. And I've told the staff this all of the time. What you don't conquer in the mind will eventually come out of your mouth. And once it comes out of your mouth, you have given life to it. And what people laughed at me a few years ago when I started teaching on this. We are literally killing ourselves at the cellular level when we are not living with a mind and a mouth of gratitude. Woo! It affects our soul. It affects our whole body. We see an example of this when Jesus cursed the fig tree and it withered up and died. That's one example where we saw Jesus use a contemptuous word to show the power of the spoken word. What happened? It withered. One of those synonyms for contemptuous is wither. I tell you what, this made our whole congregation last year really think about what we were thinking about and think about what we were saying. Because we have an opportunity to speak life or death. Because we are just like him. We are. And I tell the staff all the time and the church, our job is to resist the devil, not assist the devil. Yes? The Bible says we're to resist him and he will flee from us. But he's out there roaming around. He's looking for those loose rogue thoughts, you know? It's like the robe, you know, we're clothed in the robes of righteousness. But listen, we're also soldiers in the army of God. And God is saying right now, you need to grab a hold of everything that's running loose in your mind and you need to pull it up and tuck it in your warrior belt and gird up the loins of your mind. Peter said, listen, the day is drawing near. It's time to be sober. It's time to be morally alert. It's time to get control of your mouth. Get control of your mind because the Son of Man is coming. And our job is not to be like the world. It is to be like the Holy One that called us. And for those of us who are carriers of the gospel, carriers of the message, God is looking to us to be people that use every antonym to contemptuous found in the book. And the greatest one of all is thankfulness and gratitude. So good. So tonight, I don't want to go long because I just felt like I had some scripture speaks, you know, that I have since last year. There were 8 powerful scriptures on Thanksgiving that I wrote down because I wanted to be reminded every day. You know, I have an alert on my phone. All of the staff does because we went through a book this last year and we put these alerts on our phone just to remind us to be grateful, to start the day with gratitude. So at 5:55, I get a little ding and it says, be grateful. And I'm like, do you know how many days that I've gotten up and prayed, Lord, fill me with your spirit to the top and overflowing. I have my coffee and, you know, I write and I'm in such a good mood. And then all of a sudden I check my email and somebody just laughed. I check my email or, you know, I start looking at some of the other things, the bills or whatever. And by the time I get to that 6 o'clock hour a.m., because you got many of you know that I'm up way in the wee hours of the morning. But it's like that little ding, be grateful. Do you know how often I have forgotten within 2 hours to be grateful? Yup, somebody said, yup. So this last year, I got these 8 scriptures and I'm going to give them to you tonight. And we're just going to breeze down through them. But this year, as your family celebrates Thanksgiving Day, think about these scriptures and the importance of giving thanks to God for all he has done for you. Print them out, post them throughout your home, and talk about them during your Thanksgiving celebration. Let them serve this year as a catalyst to remember just how much you and your family have to be thankful for. And one of the things we do as a family at Thanksgiving, and, you know, last year we had so many people that I don't think we went around the room and did it, or we probably wouldn't have been able to eat. It got started late anyways. But we just go around and say one thing we're thankful for. And you know, it's just such a precious time for us as a family. And you can see the effect that it has on everyone in the room. And so, you know, many of your gatherings are going to be a lot smaller this year. So I encourage you to teach your children to say something that they're thankful for audibly, verbally, especially in light of what I just taught you. As a child begins to verbalize gratitude, their whole life, their soul, their spirit, their body, everything is going to be better. There's so far-reaching benefits to Thanksgiving. Now, if you were joining us when we first started, this was our offering scripture, Psalm 100, 4 through 5. And I'm going to skip that one. Just because we had it at offering and you can toggle back to the, you know, archive or the video and read it yourself. But it talks about entering his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So it's, you know, that's our password. We can be, you know, people say, how can I host the presence of God? Well, start praising God and be thankful. It says right there, it ushers you right into his presence. You know, and he's already rent the veil. I mean, he's made a way for every person to come boldly before the throne of grace in our time of need. Isn't that wonderful that we're never out? We never drop dead. We can come right into his presence. And the password in is praise and thanksgiving. And there's a benefit for us. So the second one is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And this one is so important. It's important every day, but it's especially important right now in the middle of this pandemic. It was important to me the day they told me my husband had had a massive stroke and a brain bleed, and that he would be indelibly altered for the rest of his life. And as I sat there in that hospital and I felt the comfort of the Holy Spirit, I was reminded of the scripture. It's become a life scripture for me. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful. And continually give thanks to God. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. People go, I don't know what the will of God is. I'm trying to find the will of God for my life. Well, there it is. It's right there. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. That no matter what the circumstances, no matter what is going on with your job, no matter what is going on with COVID, no matter what is going on in your family situation right now, no matter what is going on in your finances, no matter what is going on in your relationships, no matter what is going on in the good place, in the high place, in the low place, in every place in between, continually. I like that it used that word, continually. Don't stop giving thanks to God, because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do you want to know how to fulfill the will of God every moment of your life? Give thanks. Give thanks. Be thankful. Be thankful that he breathed life into your mortal body. Be thankful that he wrote your story before the foundation of the earth. And it's a love story, not a horror story. Be thankful that he died on the cross. He died to give you eternal life with him. Thank you that you will never have to spend eternity separated from him. There is always a reason to be thankful. Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything. Love the song tonight. Why should I worry? You know what I need. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Now, there's a formula. Think about that. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. Not just some things, everything. You know that I pray about everything. God, how do you feel about this? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to do this today? You know, I always ask him every morning, what do you want me to do? And what do you want me to know? Two of the most powerful questions you will ever ask God. They say great leaders ask great questions. You know, what do you want me to know? Do you know that we don't know everything we need to know? We serve an all-knowing God. And so God will tell me something. He doesn't tell me everything, but he tells me what I need to know. And you know that I have insight. And I've avoided so many things. The worst problems I've ever had in my life is when I didn't ask God, what do you want me to know today? What do you want me to do? And God, sometimes it's a little thing. Like, you know, one day he told me, he said, sit down in the chair. And don't go to the store right now. One of the most important phone calls I've ever received in my life was because I obeyed God in that moment. He said, I want you to do this. It was like, I asked him that morning, what do you want me to do? Well, he tells you. You know that one phone call has changed the trajectory of my life and this house of prayer. And I can't go into the details about that. But I thank God. I sat there and I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thanked him all afternoon. All right. Number four, Psalm 7:17. I will thank the Lord because he is just. Somebody said one time, God is not fair, but he's just. You know that it appears that God's not always fair. You know that he's no respecter of persons, but he gave one guy 2 talents. He gave another one 5. That don't seem fair. But God is just. He's just. He knew what one could handle. He knew what the other couldn't. So, you know, it may appear sometimes that God isn't fair, but I think he's absolutely wonderful. Why would God give you something that would make, you know, break you? Why would he give you something that you couldn't function in? He's so good. And if God's given you the 2 talents, do everything you can with the 2 and thank God for the 2. You know that everybody got commended except for the one that did nothing with it. So thank God. If you got the 1, thank God and do something with the 1. Don't be the one that gets rebuked by God because you didn't do anything. Be thankful. Amen. And then it goes on to say, I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. So, you know, just thank God and pray. Pray and thanks God and sing. All right. Ephesians 5:20. And give thanks to God. And give thanks for everything. I like that. Give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that means everything. Right? I've been thanking God for every person that ever persecuted me because it made me stronger. I've been thanking God for every adverse situation. You know why? Because it taught me how to stand on my own two feet. It taught me how to navigate and find skills that I would have never had before. Right? Every adverse situation has an equivalency to benefit if you will look for it. And God is in it. And he's working not some things, but all things together for my good. He takes the good and the bad. So I don't just say, oh God, I thank you for this storm. But I say, I thank you in the storm. You know, they said there in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, to give thanks continually in everything, no matter what the circumstances are. So I thank God in everything, right? I thank him for everything good he gives to me. Now, Pastor Dave Williams, he wrote a little article this week, and one day he was complaining because, you know, it just seemed that God wasn't adding things to him. And you know, he said God didn't really add things to him to the degree that he did until he started giving thanks for what he already had. He said there was one season where they hardly had any groceries, and it was during his first year in the full-time ministry. We know what that's like, right? And money was scarce, and he started grumbling about the situation. And Mary Jo rebuked him, and she said, Dave, this isn't like you. We're going to rejoice in the Lord. We're going to be thankful for the crackers that we do have, because in Ephesians 5:20, it says, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So she said, all things. Give thanks for all things. And right now we got crackers, and these are the things we're going to be thankful for. He began to thank God, and do you know, he said that within 15 minutes, there was a knock on the door, and someone brought a big, huge bag of groceries and said, God just put me on your heart, and I felt led to bring these by there. He said there were steaks, vegetables, bread, strawberries, all kinds of stuff in that bag. And he said they were just down to a can of beans, and he didn't think that. He said, if I hadn't started thanking God, God wouldn't have put us on somebody else's heart to stop by with all these other things. He said, I learned the secret of things. And he gave another testimony where he was encouraging people in a service to just begin to thank God. Because, you know, there was a woman in that service that the doctors had given no hope. And she was very gloomy. She was very depressed. And in that sermon of on thankfulness, to just start giving God thanks. Just thank God in the diagnosis. Just thank God in the middle of it. That depression left her life. And it got back to him. It was confirmed by a doctor that in a short period of time, the cancer had left her body. Hallelujah. So thankfulness has a far-reaching effect. The sixth verse tonight as I wrap this up is, give thanks to the Lord. It's Psalm 107:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus Christ a continual, there it is, a continual sacrifice of praise, of thanksgiving to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. You know that every day I say, Lord, I am sold out. My allegiance is not to the world, it's to the word. You are the word. You're the word, the living God, and your name is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And I am completely sold to you. My allegiance is to you. And I thank you, Lord. And you know, that is the way we should live. Paul said in Colossians 3:15, and this is our last scripture, and let, Sarah, as you join me tonight, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Always. Always, always, always. I want to encourage you. Write your list of things you're thankful for. And you may say, well, I thank God for that yesterday. Well, you know what? Thank him again today. Thank him tomorrow. Thank him the next day. And keep thanking him. Every time you see something, something beautiful, something wonderful, something that is challenging you and bringing out new skills, new energy, new strength, new vitality, new wisdom. Thank God in all of it. And just remember this. Your body is made up of 80% water. And the thoughts you think and the words you speak are driving your health. It is also affecting the health of those around you. You're either making them more beautiful or you're making them more broken. And I encourage you tonight to be a builder. Be a grateful person. Be a person who releases things that add value, words that add value to people's life. And watch you and those around you flourish like never before. Amen and amen. I'm going to pray over you right now. I don't know who's watching this or who's listening to this podcast, but you can't let the peace of Christ rule in your heart unless you know Him. His name is Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the peace giver, and He's the life giver. The Bible says that all, not some, all, no one is exempt, have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the gift of God, the grace of God, it gives us eternal life. Jesus is God's grace. Jesus is God's gift. Jesus is the way to eternal life. If we didn't have His grace, all of us that have sinned, we would spend eternity without Him. And tonight, I don't know where you are. I don't know if you've ever made a decision to make Jesus the Lord of your life. But you need to. He says, those who believe in Me, they have eternal life. Those who don't are condemned already. And Jesus is saying, look, confess Me. Believe in your heart and confess Me. Confess that I'm Lord. Confess that I'm your Savior. Invite Me in. I will come into your heart. I will rule in your heart with peace, and I will give you eternal life. Holy Spirit's already speaking to your spirit. Don't reject Him. Don't tell Him no. It's a very simple thing. You just got to believe on the Lord Jesus and then verbalize that. And I'm going to help you pray that prayer right now. Prayer of salvation. Pray, Jesus. Say it. Come on. Jesus, I acknowledge You as Lord and Savior, the only way to eternal life. I believe You died on the cross to forgive me of all my sins and give me eternal life. Today, I make You my Lord and Savior, and I receive Your mercy. Fill me now with Your Holy Spirit. I know I will never, ever, ever be the same in Your name, Jesus. Come on, give your own self a clap. Say hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. That's a good place to start. Listen, if you prayed that for the very first time, all of heaven, the Word of God, the Bible, which we consider the Word of God, it says that all of heaven is throwing a party for you. And I want you to get a Bible. A good place to start is a New International Version or the Passion Translation. There's all kinds of Bibles. You can get on your phone, BibleGateway.com, and start reading the Word of God. And write us at soulharvestwc@yahoo.com and let us know so that we can be praying for you. And get plugged into a good Bible-believing church. Get around other believers. Get in community. It's the fastest way for you to grow in your faith. All right? And listen, if you need prayer, you can still email the church. You can let us know that you have prayer requests. The House of Prayer team is still going to be praying over every request that comes in. So we want you to know you can stay connected that way. We have not forgotten about you. We have a 24-hour-a-day prayer shield team that is going to take those requests and pray over your life. I love you all. Have a safe, happy, blessed Thanksgiving. And make sure you verbalize it. Okay. I love you.
Well, we'd like to thank you for joining us today. Thanks to those who give generously to this ministry. It's because of you that makes this ministry possible. You can click the link below in the description box to give now or visit soulharvestwc.org/podcast for more information. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe. You could also share with your friends. Click the share button, take a screenshot, and also share in your social media stories and tag us at SoulHarvestWC. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.